Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
And the reason why I say that is because a story that we kind of reported on, I think maybe 3-4 weeks ago, officially broke over the weekend. So you saw Musi Maimane's Bosa party, right? Come together with
Rise
Mzansi. And then there was a third one.
The good party.
Oh, the good party. Yes. Patricia de Lille's good party. We're told that Action SA had also been invited into what is known as the UFC, right? Because that's what it comes out to if you look at the acronym.
Fight.
Yeah. And Action SA chose not to join them, right? Instead, though, what Action SA did was they fielded Kolani Khumalo. And he's a guy that does a show on Moja Love. It's titled Zoktola. I've never seen it, but I've obviously seen Zoktola. Yeah, but I've seen the clips, and they go after drug dealers. And the big thing is usually he'll ask the drug dealer where the drugs, and the drug dealer will say, "I don't know, I've got no drugs." And they go to an ad break. Shoot the sky a little bit. The drug dealer's wet, and he's breathing heavily, and he's talking about, "Hey, I know. Here they are." Anyway, I want to remind you of a few things. Ukolani, I don't know if he himself was ANC, but the first support that he received was from ANC people, Panyaza Lisupi specifically.
Okay.
And they're like, what he's doing is good because, you know, he's fighting drugs, specifically in South Africa, yada, yada, yada. And it got me thinking about a lot of people that start off in the ANC and then end up leaving.
Okay.
For the same reason. The ANC is too chock-a-blocked and they can't rise in the ranks. So Musi Maimane, actually, when he was younger, Musi was an ANC guy. He was even part of the Rivonia branch. And then I guess he thought, I can climb quicker if I go to DA, right? Here you've got a very similar situation. And in fact, I know some people that are in Operation Maibu, and those people were ANC people. But they said, I upward mobility lap is stifled. So, because they do this for position, they do this for power. Not Kenny Gunene specifically, but Gayton McKenzie specifically said that he does this because he likes the power. And so then they end up forming different organizations or joining other organizations where they feel like they will rise the ranks and get to where they need to be as soon as possible. Now, the question is that effective? Right, because a person could mean well, but then they choose a vehicle that they disagree with. It's kind of like in football. And I've always thought, you know, as a footballer, when you're young, there's a team you support.
Of course.
But then there's a team you play for. If I remember correctly, Jerry Skhosana's family was a Kaizer Chiefs supporting family. And he himself. But then he ended up playing for Pirates. So he says he'd score and then win and then he'd go home and the whole house would be upset. Like, how could you do this to us? You know? It's exactly the same thing in politics.
I agree. But, you know, it is sad because it's becoming more and more apparent that this has nothing to do with the people.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with service delivery. It has nothing to do with making sure that the people who go out there and vote for you get what it is that they voted for. It's literally just the massive chess game. But that is what politics is about. It is about the power. My issue is, when you're going to put somebody like Ukolani in a position, let's say he wins mayorship.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as you doing a television production where you get to determine the outcome.
Yeah.
There are checks and balances. There's, you know, a whole lot of protocol that has to be followed before anything can be instituted or executed. So...
Even by his own admission, by the way, that show of his, they'd arrest somebody on a Sunday, then on Wednesday they'd be out. So even he was saying this thing is ineffective because the people are working with law enforcement. They get to court, for example, if you've got no evidence. So he knows that. But I think they're doing it because he's obviously got a profile and that's good for elections. Vali?
No, sure. I mean, looking at major profiles, one would say that, you know, even in the ANC, as you say, Sizwe, during my time as a politics reporter, you know, one of the biggest issues was the list.
Yeah.
And how far you are on that list. And it was always a fight within the ANC itself where people would complain saying that, well, I'm incorrectly placed at number 20. I'm supposed to be number two, you know. So it's quite clear that people want a vehicle that will take them to the top and in the quickest way possible. Mm. And here we are seeing Xolani himself.
So, Slu, let me tell you something. Before I started working for Kaya,
yeah,
I never used to listen to Kaya.
Okay.
So after Greg approached me, then I tuned in like that afternoon. Then I was like, oh, okay, I'm hearing what they're about. I kind of hear the music that they play. So, I mean, and I enjoy working at Kaya now, but also there's certain steps that we've taken that ensure that we are in line with whatever the culture is of Kaya.
Yeah.
So it could be that Xolani maybe was not an Action SA person, but once he gets there, either Action SA will kind of morph towards what he does, or he will assimilate to what the Action SA culture is.
Most likely, Sizwe. I was following the proceedings on Saturday when they were making the announcement. Mm. And when Herman Mashaba said, it's someone from Tembisa, I sat here asking myself, who? Because we had not seen anybody in Action SA, in the city of Ekurhuleni in particular, you know, coming out to say, this is who I am, this is what I'm about. So it is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I think it would be important for him to also understand that, hey, party politics is very different from running a show like Mpho said. And yeah, I don't know how well he'll swim.
You know how what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
Remember there was a whole era where people would complain, Uguti, we want proper broadcasters. Y'all are just bringing in these popular celebrities.
Somebody else said that.
That's literally what it feels like right now.
Yeah, somebody else said that. But let's be honest. Let's also point out, Uguti, Kalila.
But
I mean, no Mandla. When that guy's character is Mandla, Ufana Mkwena.
Oh yeah,
was an EFF.
Yes.
Then we had the People's Poet.
Mzwakhe
Mbuli. Wasn't he also in EFF?
We also have Benny.
Yeah.
But aren't they? Benny is a politician, is he not?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Like he was an activist in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, basically, once you become popular, then people want you to run. Kwana Manje, they ask Kwanas to run. Kwanas is also a celebrity. Let us know what your thoughts are. Do you think Kwanas will be effective? Is this a good move for Action SA?
Hey, wait, Romo. Agnama ad breaks politics. Agnama ad breaks. Is ya kala lapan? It was a bad move for Kwanas to go into politics. He should have just went to law enforcement.
Okay.
Morning, team. And yes, Sizu, you do play that song often. But with regards to your topic, I think the same thing happened to Ufulochi Bambu. I think somebody said he would be president of the MK. I think he had that in mind, and when that didn't work out, he then started doing his own thing. So it does happen. It's not about us. It's just about people's ambitions.
Well, you're Floyd Digger, man. Good
morning, Mr. Dloma. In fact, Xolani bayam chief tisa lapho. Bayabona ukuthi ekhaya kubamba abantu abaphaya for ama trucks in. Le mkulukuti le bayam chief tisa, the top dogs. But hayambo sebenza boy. Puma lapha ema trucks in. Usimoshela ispan. Angeka lo ngeka. Angeke.
Yeah, I Xolani sharp. He might be a MAS Ekurhuleni, but the Action president, Action Action president, is campaigning ngai agaboni, because he knows Xolani. You've got so many followers from good DSTV, Sizobuthola. So he's using him. So this thing is very difficult, but he's using him.
Vele pela, it's what's called a mutually beneficial relationship. People approach you because they know you've got a following, right? And then you go there because they give you something in return, a position, some kind of a salary, etc. and so on.
This is exactly what South Africa needs right now. This thing of political credentials and the stuff has failed South Africa. And this move that the Action SA has taken of people with potential who've got, who seem to show some love for the country, that's exactly what we need. Because from Herman Mashaba, I believe, the fact that he's from business side and he did not go to prison and the stuff, because people use those bushes and the exile as if maybe you would have to be from there for you to be a good politician to take our country forward. I mean, this is the best move.
Uncle Herman Mushino Ishinchaya, if you look at the donations to his party, yeah, it's all him.
Yeah.
It's literally millions coming from him.
But you know, Olane also said that he went to Herman Mashaba to ask for donations, just to speak to that mutually beneficial point that you made, to ask for donations. And then Herman Mashaba said, actually, you shouldn't be asking for donations. So here we go. That's
yeah,
what we got here.
And in fact, there's an interview, a clip of theirs that was circulating from last year already, where they initially met up.
Money sees the world. But with regards to this topic again, remember Abu Bedford Beaufort and Ekurhuleni? It is known for what busting and whatnot. Thank you.
On the Action SA mayoral candidate, as a resident of Ekurhuleni, I am doubting the whole party now as a whole, because it would have made sense if they gave him like a task force role, special unit, something, man, create a role for him, make it look pretty. It'll make sense because that's what he does. Now a whole governance role, that's like, come on, that's populism. It don't make sense. Can't, yeah, I know. I'm not feeling it.
I mean, Dr. Nasi P. Moya is on the ground every day.
Mm-hmm.
She's working in Tswane. So maybe he's going to do the same. And he can affect more change as a mayor, I can tell you that, than just somebody who hosts a show.
Yeah. I have a colony in South Africa. I think it's a good move, moving to a party. Etanda is South Africa. Enzela is South Africa. Ama moves. This was not a political move. He's never been into politics, this guy. I followed him before he was famous, well, as famous as he is right now. He's always been popular. Elokshin. The guy is a pure revolutionary. I love Mafika Barasa TV. This guy makes moves. This guy has been fixing izinto, ikasi, and whatnot. So this is a good move from a Action SA. The guy is about action. Yes, it might look dramatic on TV with what he does, but in real life, he does a lot, a whole lot more than what is visible to the eye or what is shown on TV.
You see, I'm Tembisa born, and the sentiment around in the East is that we need someone militant based on the things that are happening. There's a lot of cash and transit heists. There's a lot of illegal mining, a lot of stuff that's happening that side that needs someone who's a bit militant. And then Action SA didn't have that person. So I think Action SA figured, hey, here's a guy who can clean up places like Kempton Park, which is a huge problem that side. For old Xolani, unfortunately, I don't think it's a good move, because as soon as it doesn't work out, because like you said, this is not a production. Whatever plan of action he has, it will be stopped, and it will be stopped by legislation, by law, which I don't think he fully understands. So yeah, for him, it's going to be a very short-lived career, unfortunately.
Another thing you've got to ask yourself is, does Action SA have enough votes to get across the line with this thing? Because they can attempt and fail.
I think this is a great move by Action SA. This is something that is similar to what the DA did when they announced Herman Mashaba as the candidate of Joburg. Back then, it was to get the black votes. So what Herman Mashaba is doing, he knows that next year we're not going to have a majority party that is ruling over these metros. So what he's doing is that is a strategic move to gain more votes so that he can have a bargaining power next year. You might find that Xolani might not even become the mayor. He might even become something like an MMC of safety or something like that, where he's more aligned to. So it's not a matter of that by the virtue of him being in the ballot, he's going to be mayor. And after everything has been concluded, there's going to be talks whereby these parties come together to say that this one can take what, this one can take what. It's the same situation that is happening now in Tswane. Action SA has mayorship, but they're not in majority. So it's about what you have, how many votes you have. So if the at least Action SA can move maybe to be the third biggest party in Ekurhuleni, they have something to talk about when they get to the table with the ANC, or whether it's the EFF and the other parties.
Now, you've raised a very good point, and I want to close on this. I won't reveal too much. But you see, for example, when you're talking about biggest parties, your boy in KZN, MK is already the biggest party in KZN right now. I don't care what anybody says. There was no EFF, IFP, ANC. MK is the biggest party right there. Watch who they're going to field.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.